Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience The Good Life today.
Danny Yamashiro here. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. If you were in a tight spot, in life, things weren't going well for you, and you needed a person with a heart of compassion and love, where would you turn? I know a man who possesses a Christ-like quality of such grace. His name is John Koki. John is our guest today, and we pause for a moment at the beginning of our show to remind you the reason we have the Good Life radio program is to bring you, dear friend, closer and closer to the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the source of John's compassion, the source of that grace that I just spoke of. Why is it so important to bring people to the Lord Jesus, you ask? Well, if you're someone who is in a tight spot, if you're someone who experiences broken periods in life, when you have hit a tough spot, maybe feel like your back is against the wall. You might even feel like things are hopeless. There is always hope in Jesus. In Jesus who loves you so much, he died on the cross for your sins. Jesus shed his blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And today, the living Christ, who has touched the heart of John Koki, I believe he's here to touch your heart as well, dear friend. John Koki graduated from St. Stephen's Seminary High School, earned his bachelor's degree in psychology from the University of Hawaii, completed the Executive Leadership Development Program at the University of Oklahoma, and Ho'oponos, New Visions Blindness Training Program. John retired in 2009 after working for 4 years with a private agency training adults with cognitive disabilities, and his 30 years for the Hawaii state government with individuals who are blind and deafblind. He's married to Terry. They've been married over 42 years. They have 2 sons, Jeremy and Justin, and 7 grandchildren. John, welcome to our show.
Well, thank you, Danny. Thank you for having me.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up different places on the island. Actually, my mother moved a lot. My father died when I was only 3 years old, so I went to 4 different public schools. So I lived in Kalihi, Aiea, Waipahu, primarily those 3 places.
Who influenced you most, John, in your growing up years?
Over the years, a lot of people have influenced my life, but when I was younger, we went to a Catholic church in Waipahu, St. Joseph, and Father Ernest Clays, he was the Catholic priest at that parish, had a huge impact on my life. I really admired him for the way he preached on Sundays, and I was an altar boy among, a lot of, there was quite a number of, maybe 20 of us, but when we would go to the church, he would work with us on the prayers, I would say, and that time was all in Latin, so we had these pack cards, and we had to memorize all the prayers. And I told, Father, I don't know if I can memorize all of this. It's Latin, and it's so hard. I cannot remember. And he said, nah, you can do it. And he would encourage me and tutor me. And surprisingly, I don't remember it today, but at that time, I had to learn the pronunciation. But he was a good role model to me, a real loving man. Passed away a long time ago, but he, if you can picture, like Santa Claus without a beard. He was jovial and he funny. When he sang at the pulpit, he could really push the microphone away, and you can hear him in the back of the church. He had his own amplifier, but he seemed like such a strong, loving man. He influenced me so much that I wanted to be like him, and that's what spurred me to go to the seminary.
continue, John. You were inspired by the priest.
Mm-hmm.
How did that lead you to have that desire to pursue the priesthood?
Yeah, at that time I was only 10, 11 years old, and I was thinking about what I wanted to do in life, and I thought the only thing I could think about is I want to be a priest. And so I talked to my mom and dad. I was raised by a stepfather who was a Catholic, and he was the one that brought my brothers and I to church. And I felt that because of the way Father Ernest Clays, the way he dealt with people, the way he treated me as an altar boy, I thought, gee, I wouldn't mind being a priest when I get older. And at 13, you know, it's kind of young to be setting goals. But I thought, if I become a priest, maybe I can go to Japan and share the word there. And that was all I thought, and that's all I wanted to do at that time. So I talked to my mom and dad, and at that time there was a minor seminary in Hula. So I took a test at Damien High School with all Damien hopefuls, and I barely passed the test. So I went to, they accepted me, probably borderline. And when I went, I was the only one from public school at Powell Elementary, and everybody else was from Catholic school. So that was very challenging because I felt out of place. My classmates were all like a year ahead of me, so I struggled academically.
As you grew, how did you continue in that? And did you change? What were the reasons for the change?
In Ho'ula, I went to the seminary for 2 years. In my junior year of high school, what the Fathers of the Sacred Hearts did was they wanted to build a new building, which is on Likiliki now. It was pink at that time. Anyway, while they were building that, they put us together at St. Stephen's Seminary on the pulley. And excuse me, St. Stephen's was a diocesan order under St. Sulpice. So I tell people it was like putting St. Louis and Damien together. We were in one building and they were in the other. The fathers all taught classes amongst all of us, so they commingled us all together. And we had PE, so we competed in football, not against each other. Everybody was mixed together, but I felt a little bit of comparison, yeah, and competition. But it was kind of a good competition. And so I went my junior year, senior year, I graduated from St. Stephen's High School Seminary in 1970. And I don't know, I always tell people our class must have been that bad that they decided to close the minor seminary down after that year. So 1970 was the last, we were the last graduating class. And then our building was ready, so we moved to the Likiliki Sacred Heart Center, and I continued my studies on at Chaminade. It was called Chaminade College at that time.
So, John, when did you develop your love for music?
From a very young age. My mother never played an instrument, but after my father died when I was 3, she always had the radio on. First thing in the morning, she'd turn the radio on, and when she was cooking, getting dressed, she would always sing. But more so when my mother married my stepdad when I was about 10. My stepdad loved music, and he would listen to all kinds, and on Saturdays, he'd put all the albums on the stereo and enjoy his beer, but he would listen to jazz and Hawaiian music, all kinds of music. And so I think listening to that music over and over, you know, Ella Fitzgerald, Andy Williams, Perry Como, Glenn Miller Band, Don Ho, the words just stuck to me and all the music stayed with me. And I enjoyed the old songs. And I remember asking my mother, can I take piano lessons? I want to learn how to play piano. She said, oh, John, you know what? Maybe when you get older, but we cannot afford a piano or lessons. And so I had a desire to learn music from 10, 11 years old, but I never had an opportunity to take any classes.
Well, John, I think this is, I'm going to want to hear, I'm going to want, I've heard you. I want our listeners to hear you sing. And I want them to hear the story of why you decided to record your music. Because it's not just music that you write the songs, and there are stories behind it. And I believe the stories that you share behind the songs that you sing are going to speak to people's lives, perhaps even in a prophetic way that will bring hope, healing, and restoration. And when we come back from our break, more from John Cokie, speaking heart to heart with you, dear friend, a heart of compassion, yes. But here we are sitting together with you. And in a moment like this, God speaking, as I would say, a prophetic tone, a tone that carries with it a word of hope and inspiration in your life. Whatever you might be facing, God knows, and He's here to lift you up, even through John Cokie. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special
guest. He's a songwriter and singer and a musician. He also spent 30 years of his life with individuals who are blind and deafblind. Before our break, we were talking about his journey in seminary on the road to becoming a priest. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show, and I'm speaking about John Cokie, my dear friend, who's with us today. If you're tuning in right now, maybe caught the tail end of our last segment, you can get this program in its entirety at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. You can go ahead and download it, and as I typically say, share it with a family member or friend. Would you do that? Yeah, go ahead and share it with a family member or a friend. John, you're at the seminary. How did you go from there, your pursuit of being a priest, to eventually working for 30 years with individuals who are blind and deaf-blind?
Yes, Danny, while I was going to school, I was debating whether to major in psychology or communication. So one of my communications classes, we had to do field work. And depending on how we did it, our grade was going to be based on actual on-the-job, you know, volunteer work. So I went to Hope on the Services for the Blind, and they allowed me to do volunteer work there. This is for about 3-6 months, I think. And so I got to know all the staff there. I picked that project because I had a heart for people with disabilities, people that couldn't walk, that couldn't see. And so I went to Ho'oponopono, and I did all fun activities with them, bowling, cooking, different things in their program. But after I graduated from the university, I finished at the University of Hawaii, I applied at Lanakila Crafts, which is next door to Ho'oponopono, and worked there for 4 years. There was an opening at Ho'oponopono, and I bumped into the staff, and they told me about the opening. They said, you know, John, you'd be perfect for this job. Why don't you apply for it? And so I took the test. It was a business test. There were like, I counted about 9 applicants, and I looked around. And I said, I'm not gonna get this job. These guys, they had glasses, and they all look like scholars. And I thought, and the test was hard, but I guess I passed. And then when we went to the interview, I really wasn't sure if I was going to get the job, but they hired me. And my work at Ho'oponopono was actually in 3 different areas. I operated a workshop for the blind with 30 blind workers, manufacturing mops and aprons for the state of Hawaii, assembling, doing collating. So my job was it was like I owned my own business, but all my workers were blind. That's basically what it was. And then doing that for maybe 12 years, I got promoted to the business manager's position, which is the vending stands that you see today in the Honolulu Airport, state county buildings. While business wasn't my forte, the boss said, you know, you can learn that the people skills we cannot teach, and you need to be able to get along with people. And so I was very blessed to be able to work at Ho'oponopono. But I love helping people that feel that they cannot do something, you know, trying to encourage them and build them up and show them, see, you can do it if you just try. And while inside of myself, sometimes I get defeated so easy, but for helping others, I just felt that I enjoyed doing that.
John, you for decades worked with people in production in spite of blindness. And the compassion, the grace that you have can be felt. But you also have a gift in music and in songwriting. How did God inspire you to write music and to record some of what we're going to hear in a few moments?
Yeah, I started writing music when I was a junior in high school. And we in the seminary, we were required to go to Mass every day. I know one of the fathers there was a songwriter, but I never talked to him about songwriting. I just enjoyed music. I played guitar. I learned by watching other people, but I had this desire to put words and music together. And so in private, I would write stuff, but I never sang it or shared it with anybody until maybe I was a senior in high school. I just told one of the fathers when I found out he was a songwriter, I told him, what do you think of this? And he heard my music, and then he ended up crying. So I didn't know how to interpret the crying. Was like, was it really bad, or did you really like it? Because he never said, yeah. But I just kept writing. So I started writing actually when I was 17 years old. As I got older, I thought, oh, maybe I could make money writing jingles, you know, just, you know, like Coca-Cola commercials or whatever. But I never pursued that. I would write music, lyrics and chords, and I would just stick it in a folder and I would sing it to friends. And because nobody said anything, I just assumed, well, it must be junk. Yeah. So I just filed it away. But I kept writing because I enjoyed that expression of what I was feeling inside of me. Through hard times, through times when I was really happy. So.
And what led you to actually record What Matters Most is the title of this CD. How did God lead you in that way?
Years back, Danny, you remember when we were doing the Christchurch Acropole church plant? I don't know if you remember, but we would go out to lunch to discuss the ministry, and we were driving past the graveyard, and I remember you telling me, John, you see all those graves over there? There's so many lives that ended where people didn't fulfill their dreams. So many books not written, so many songs not written, so many dreams unfulfilled, and I always remembered that. Because I was a songwriter, and a couple years before I retired, I thought to myself, if today was my last day and tomorrow never comes, all the music that I've written, my sons Jeremy and Justin and my grandchildren, they have words and guitar chords on it, but they don't know what it sounds like. And so I said, you know, I should record this music and save it for them. And so that's what kind of initiated my recording.
And why did you title it What Matters Most?
That's the third CD that I did. It's a song that I wrote for my mom. The theme of the CD is really love is the greatest thing. I entitled it What Matters Most because to me of being in retirement now and all the things that I do, and when I get up in the morning, the life that I live now in retirement, to me, when I leave, I always ask myself, what do I want my children and my grandchildren, great-grandchildren to remember me by, if they didn't remember me at all? And that would be that, you know, my papa loved me a lot. I know my papa loved me because he told me that's what the legacy I want to leave. So to me, of everything, this world can give us or offers us, to me that's the most important.
Why did you in this song about your mom, give us some background and then we'll listen to it.
Yeah. I for many years I tried writing, over the years as I wrote music, I tried to write music about my mom, and the words music never came. But after she passed away in 2016, I was hurting so much, and I wanted to give the peace that I felt, because I knew where my mom went. I knew she was a Christian, that she loved God, from the things that she would tell me, from things that I saw that she had written. I wanted my brothers and sisters and my grandchildren to know how much my mother loved me and them unconditionally. No matter, you know, how much headaches I gave my mom, she always loved me. And that's the way I want to be with my children and grandchildren, with the friends that I have.
And here's John Cokie and his song, What Matters Most.
Love. else fails, you see the power when you're loving one another. Love, count as lost all that you gain. Above all things, one will remain. When said and done, what matters most is love.
What matters most, the song composed in remembrance, John Cokie writes, of my mother, Kay Donahue. He writes, I will forever remember how she lived, a life of love, which is what matters most. A song by John Cokie. When we come back from our break, we'll talk more about love, inspired by his mother, inspired by her years of love and care for her, for John and his family, and how through him and his Kupuna Ministries, where he ministers at senior care homes and hospitals, to bring the love of God to people who may feel very lonely, may not be visited by many people. But God visits through the ministry of John Cokie. He's with us, and we're blessed. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
In 2007, a couple years before he retired, at a pretty young age, John Koki retired. But he started a ministry called Kupuna Ministries, where he meets with senior care homes, people at senior care homes and hospitals. What inspired him to do that? John, how did God lead you to start Kupuna Ministries?
Okay, I was at that time, I was still working in 2007. My aunt, who's like a second mother to me, I lived in Manoa with her. My aunt was in her 80s, and she fell ill from natural causes. She passed away, but before she passed away, I would go to visit her at the Kukini home, and I would always have trouble with, you know, what to say, because as her health declined, I would be there, and I didn't want to just sit, so I told her I would bring my guitar with me, and I would sing all the Japanese songs I know and oldies, and then I would leave. My aunt was there for not very long. She progressed and she passed away. But after she died, I felt in her honor I would continue at Kukini. So from her bedroom with my guitar, they moved me into the— it's like a lounge on that second, third floor. And from that lounge, they moved me into the auditorium, and they brought all the residents that live at Kukini. And it became a time of just entertainment. And when I would sing, I always felt like the Lord saying, you know, how can you don't talk about me? You know, you love me so much. And so what I did, I experimented with different things. I would sing the oldies, but I would pick songs that I could share the gospel in between. Because Kukini Home, Palolo Chinese Home, all the places that I go to, if you look out into the audience, it's all black or white hair, but it's all Chinese, Japanese, predominantly, mostly Asians. And so I know I shouldn't stereotype, but I know there's a lot of people who may not be Christian. And so I would sing Kanaka Vai Vai, which most of them have heard. But I would tell them the story about from the Bible about the rich young man. I would sing Elvis Presley's "You Never Walk Alone," and I would talk about loneliness and despair. That, you know, even though you may be surrounded by 20, 50 people here at Kukini Home or Palo Chinese Home, you can still feel lonely. And in my retirement, I can have family, grandkids running around. I can still feel lonely. So I share about the love of Christ and how He's filled that void in me, and that He can fill the void in them too. And so I use the oldies to kind of draw in the people. And I sing a lot of Japanese songs and do ethnic stuff and talk about, because old people like to reminisce. So I talk about growing up in Hawaii, and they can relate because they remember when they didn't have to lock their door, when they would have potluck and the Filipino food came, Japanese food. And so I sing a Filipino song, Japanese, Hawaiian, you know, the different races, and then I move into the last 20 minutes, and I move into sharing the gospel. And I do songs that are not too worshipful or too churchy, you know what I mean? It's things that they've heard, like I'll Never Walk Alone, Kanaka Vai Vai. Many of them know the lyrics, but they don't know what they're singing when they sing Amazing Grace. I tell them stories in my life about the Lord's grace in my life. And so the Lord, Jesus used parables. And so they love when you talk about your grandkids and your kids and how naughty you were. And so I use those stories to share testimony with the kupuna. One day, Danny, when I was packing up my gear and getting ready to leave Kukini, this lady came. She said, "Excuse me, you know what? Can I talk to you for a minute?" I said, "Sure." She said, "Are you a pastor?" I said, "Oh, no." I said, she said, "Oh, you know, I was wondering if you could help me." I said, "Sure." She said, "I was walking by. My mom's here in Kukini, and I was walking by to the cafeteria, and I heard you singing, so I came in and sat, and I heard you talking, and what I wanted to ask you is my mom's, the doctor said my mom's going to die pretty soon. And so my brothers and sisters, all of us are Christian, but my mom is not. She's a devout Buddhist, you know, the kind where they have the shrine and the mochi and the tanji. Can you talk to her? Because we tried talking to her, but she won't listen to us." And I said, and inside of me, I was wondering, if you guys kind of do what makes me think I can. Yes, I said, but I felt the Lord saying, like I was being tested. Yes, I said, "Sure, I'll talk to her." And then she said, "Okay, can I have your phone number?" So she said she'd call me. 1-2 days went by and she didn't call us. I said, "Oh, okay, I don't need to go." And then she called me and she said, "Oh, I forget what her name is. I'm going to use Ishihara. She looks like an Okinawan lady." She said, "I met you at Kukini. Can you come talk to my mother?" And we set up a time when I was going to go visit the mom. So the day comes, and meanwhile, I'm praying every day, "Lord, can you give me the words to say? Because the brothers and sisters, they're counting on me, and they're going to be there, and I don't know what to say." So I bought my guitar because I figured, you know, I can sing. I'll sing Japanese songs too. So I didn't have anything prepared other than the songs that I was going to sing. And I felt the Lord's going to give me the words to say. So I went in, and I said, "Oh, hi, I'm John. I'm a volunteer here. Your daughter wanted me to come talk story with you." And so I didn't realize, Danny, 1 hour went by, but I thought I was there only for 5 minutes. I sang Kanaka Vaivai, and I shared with her about the rich young man. And then I sang Kokone Sachi, which is, you know, all the Japanese ladies in Hawaii know that song. But I told her, "You know, when I sing this song, I used to use this to talk to my grandma because I don't know how to speak Japanese." And she would always smile. "But for me, this song talks about all the happiness I get when I'm in your presence. This song, yeah, Mama, is like when I'm in God's presence, how happy He makes me." And so I sang Kokone Sachi, and she smiled at me, and she was so happy. Then when I finished, I realized an hour had left. I told her, you know who Jesus is?" And I shared a kind of a choppy testimony about I don't know if I led her to Christ or what, but I did whatever the Lord wanted me to do in the way of what to say. When I left the room, they had prepared an envelope. And the daughter, when I exited the room, the daughter came running with the envelope. She said, "Here, John, take this. Thank you so much for coming to see my mother." I said, "Are you kidding? I can't take money for this." I said, "You asked me to come visit your mom to share testimony. And this, I don't feel right taking money. If it was a party like that or a birthday party or whatever, maybe I would take it, but I cannot accept it." She said, "Oh, okay, but thank you for coming to talk to my mom because she looks so happy." Okay, so I left, and I felt good inside. And then, Danny, maybe 3 months now, kind of long, went by. I get a telephone call, and the daughter calls me back. She said, "Oh, Mr. Koki, you know, I'm so sorry. I meant to call you earlier. This is Mrs. Ishihara. You came visit my mom in the hospital. I just wanted to tell you that after you left, my mother was in the hospital for 1 week, and the doctor checked her, and he said, 'You know what? Your mother can go home. I don't know. I forget what kind of ailment she had.' She said, 'But she's okay.' And then my mother wanted to tell you that she's not ready to die yet. When she does die, she wants you to sing for her funeral." And this was like 2, 3, 4, 5 years ago, and they haven't called yet, so I assume she's still alive. But anyway, that was an example of evangelizing when I kind of didn't intend to do it, and I didn't know how to do it, but I asked the Lord for His help, and I just used music to, and was this Kanaka Vaivai and Kokone Sachi? I didn't have to sing a hymn or preach to her.
somebody listening might be saying, Danny, what is Kokone Sachi? And Kanaka Vai Vai, you have such a flavor, John. You can sing the Filipino songs, the Japanese songs. You can sing all Hawaiian music. Can you do a little of Kokone Sachi right now?
Oh, my goodness.
just to give us a little taste of what Mrs. Ishihara heard.
Oh, it goes like this. Arashi mo fukeba, ame mo furu, onna no michi wa naze kewashi, kimi o tayori ni watashi wa ikiru, koko ni sachi ari, aoi sora. Sorry, I started too high. So it talks about how happy you make me when I'm in your presence. You just make me so glad and so happy. And so I use that song to share with her what joy the Lord gives me when I call on Him, when I pray on Him, pray to Him.
And God used you, John, to share the love of Jesus. And I think that's what your mother would have wanted, because love matters most. When we come back from our break, more from John Koki and another song, Treasured Memories. He'll share a little bit more about that. There's a story behind it, and he's a good storyteller. From his CD, What Matters Most, the song Treasured Memories. Sharing heart to heart with you, my friend, with my dear friend, John Koki. Together, thanks for being with us. Thanks for spending your valuable time and receiving what the Lord has to share with you in your life in a very personal way because of His grace and love for you. Stay with us. We'll be back with more from John Koki.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
The song is called Treasured Memories. It's on the CD What Matters Most by John Koki. Before our break, he was explaining about the ministry that God has given him, Kupuna Ministries. John, what does Kupuna mean?
Elderly, or somebody older than you are.
Okay. So a ministry that he's had in at Kuakini and the
Palolo Chinese Home. And Pearl. Mm-hmm.
Where he would sing and minister and from all different ethnicities. And John would touch the hearts of many of these seniors. Treasured Memories, John. What was the inspiration to that song?
When Aloha Festival celebrated its 50th anniversary, there was a songwriting contest sponsored by the Royal Hawaiian Shopping Center and a radio station. And they had a Hawaiian category, an English category. But the theme that they picked was Halia Aloha, which is Treasured Memories. And so one goal is to just try to depict what Aloha Festivals is means for the people of Hawaii celebrating the 50th year. And so I wrote the song for that competition. But in the song, I wanted to try to capture all the cultural variety of Hawaii. But the reason we celebrate Aloha Festivals, which used to be 1 week, and now it's a whole month on Oahu and a whole month on Kauai, the other islands, is that Hawaii is very special because we celebrate love, you know. We celebrate so many different things, birthdays, anniversaries, but celebrations of love. I don't know if other states have it, but we do here in Hawaii. So in the song, I wanted to stress that part of the legacy that we live, the legacy that we leave behind is really one of aloha. And the Aloha spirit is what makes our home special. And so that's what kind of stirred me to write this song.
And you won.
Yeah, I didn't expect to win because I had the...
You won the competition.
Yeah, they had the contest going on for several years and it was different themes. And so there were some professional songwriters in there too. And so I brought my sons with me and not expecting to win. Honestly, I entered the contest because I wanted to win another semifinalist core bowl because I had collected a couple. And when I went, yeah, I won first place, which they gave you a bowl and they gave you a recording contract, which for a songwriter, that's kind of your dream, you know, to get your song published. And so they said, okay, we're going to record your song, but you cannot sing it. We get to pick the singer. So they got Jay Laren to record it. And she did a good job on it, but I always felt one day I want to do my own recording for my grandchildren. My recordings are all intended for my children and my grandchildren, not to sell or really not to share outside. I've shared it with friends, but it's not really to be sold.
But we get to hear it today. And I'm grateful, John, that you're sharing it with us. Dear one, here's Treasured Memories, the song that John Koki wrote and won the competition. Jay Laren sang it, but now here's the songwriter singing the song, Treasured Memories by John Koki.
Treasure now as gold, like aloha we parade. Here's a lay and kiss we now reminisce, and those memories never fade. Old traditions still a great part of us, bring together you and me. It's a way we care and aloha we share. We've got treasured memories. Treasured memories, our souvenirs. Treasured memories, lasting through the years. Olalea and the hula.
music to create all the majesty of this legacy we can long appreciate. It renews the pride we have deep inside. Many races joined as one. For I've learned from you, you in turn from me. Meet this warm Hawaiian sun. Treasured memory, our souvenir. Treasured memory, lasting through the years. In Hawaii, where we live and play, there have been changes through the years. But the thing that we keep on cherishing most is aloha spirit here. Things we do and say, the aloha way, part of us you see. So keep sharing all your aloha each day, making treasure memories.
Treasured Memories by John Koki. John, in this season of life, what do you treasure most?
You know, we just had another grandchild. She's 4 months old. Her name is Legacy. Yeah? And so it reminds me more so. And when I was listening to a song before I came here, her name is in the song. It talks, you know, the legacy that we live and that we leave. For me, it's about when the Lord calls me home, and my sons Jeremy and Justin and my grandchildren look back, hopefully they will remember me. And when they think of me, I want them to remember and see, you know, my papa loved not only me but he loved everybody. And for what Christ has done for me on the cross, and for the grace that He's given me every day, especially in the challenges that I've faced in my life, I want so much for other people to have that. And that's why I do Kupuna Ministries, serve at church, is that there's so many people that have never heard the gospel. Even at Kokini Home and Palolo, wherever I go, when I pack up my keyboard and I leave, I pray and I tell the Lord, I hope, Lord, I did okay. And I always remember that the next month when I come back, somebody that was listening might not be here. Mm. And the likelihood is very high because of the age of the people listening. That's...
John, we have a couple minutes left. Can you lead in a prayer for a dear one right now who's listening to our show? And in their life, they might be going through their own challenge. You can pray for them. I believe God will use that to minister to their hearts.
Okay. Heavenly Father, we come before you today, Lord, and we just want to thank you so much for all that you provide us with, Lord, the blessings that you give us every day, things that we forget to thank you for, Lord. We just come before you and love you so much, Lord, and thank you for all that you have given us. Father, we ask for your forgiveness for times that we fall short with the things that we say and things that we have done. And Lord, today, Lord, as we come before you, Lord, I just pray that you would reach the hearts of your listeners today in this program, Lord, that those that may be struggling with loneliness, with depression, with despair, Lord, to know that you are a God that is alive and that you are a God who is real. And Lord, that you are God who who is powerful, and all we need to do is come before you, Lord, and ask for your touch to accept you into our lives, Lord. Thank you for sending your son Jesus to die for my sins and Danny's sins and all of our sins, Lord, that we would be made right before you, Lord. And I pray, Lord, that in my life, in the days that I have left, in the days that you've given us, all the listeners, Father, praying along with me, that we would use this time, Lord, to glorify you in the way we live our lives. That the struggles that we face every day, Lord, that we would bring them before you, and that we would ask for you to help us, Father, to break through strongholds and chains that bind us from coming to know you. And Lord, to draw us closer and closer to become more like Jesus, Lord, in all that we do, in all that we say, in all that we think, Lord. We know that all things are possible through you, Lord, and through your power and strength. The strength, same strength that rose Jesus from the dead, Lord, is available to us. And Lord, so I pray that if there's anyone listening, Lord, that you would speak into their hearts, Lord, to let them know that your love is unconditional, Lord, that no matter what we've done wrong, Lord, that we can come before you and ask for your grace and your forgiveness, and that you always hear our prayer. I thank you so, Lord, for the work that you're doing in my life and in the lives of many people around us. And Father, that we would not use excuses to despair or to give up, Lord, under things that mean the most to us, which is love. With faith, hope, and love, and the greatest of these is love, Lord, that would be our guiding light, because you are love, Lord. And when we fix our eyes on you, then everything else will fall into place. So we thank you, Lord, and we praise you, and we exalt your name, for you are a mighty, good, and loving God. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Inspiring words from John Cokey. My friend, there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus with someone near you, just like John has. And if you haven't done so, I believe this is a perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifeway.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special presentation for you there, a video. If you'd like to stand with us with your prayers, financial support, to make a donation, go to thegoodlifeway.com and click Partners. Isaiah 49:13. For the Lord comforts his people and will have compassion on his afflicted ones. It's always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to John Cokey. Until next time, along with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer, technical producer Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator Jamie Nelson, and web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just leave it to me. I'll